So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 6, text number
19.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Yata dipa nevatasto nenyate sopama smrito. Yogino yata chittasya yunjato yogamatmanah. As a lamp in a windless place does not waver, so the transcendentalist whose mind is controlled remains always steady in his meditation on the transcendent self. Purport: a truly Krishna conscious person, always absorbed in transcendence, in constant undisturbed meditation on his worshipable Lord, is as steady as a lamp in a windless place. So, in this material world is full of disturbances. The disturbances are of three varieties. They are called adiatmic disturbances, adibhautic disturbances, and adidhaivic disturbances. If one of the disturbances is not getting you, is not harassing you, then I guarantee you another of the disturbances will. In this material world, you cannot be free from disturbance. It is not possible to be free from disturbance here. Adiatmik is miseries of the mind and the body. Just like if your body is sick, it is a suffering condition. Or if your mind is disturbed, it is a suffering condition. What are the disturbances of the mind? Lust, anger, and greed. These are disturbances of the mind. The next misery is adibhautik. This is miseries caused by other living beings. Even if you have your mind nicely under control, and your body is healthy, somebody else will come along and harass you. And if it's not somebody else, it might be a mosquito coming to bite you. You see, that's adibhautik. And even if you are free from all adiatmik and adibhautik miseries, the third one is adidaivik. What is adidaivik miseries? That is called the Bulgarian winter. You may wonder why I only come in the spring and I don't come in the winter. The winter in Texas is very mellow. I invite all of you to come to Texas for the winter. But anyway, these are the miseries. These are the things which cause disturbance and agitation. Just like a lamp in a windless place is disturbed by the various breezes. So we are disturbed by Adi Atmik, Adi Bodhik and Adi Daivik. It's very, very agitating, actually. So how does a lamp in a become completely free of flickering? That is described here in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Nivata staha. A place without any wind. So the point is that you have to make your mind like a place that has no wind. Like a serene, beautiful reservoir of water. Full of beautiful lotus flowers. With the swans swimming around. You have to make your mind like that. So how is it possible to do that? When all around you the wind is raging like a hurricane. So in Texas we have hurricanes. Huge whirlwinds that go hundreds of miles. And they come in off the Gulf of Mexico. And they can tear a whole city apart. It's huge, powerful winds. But in the middle of the hurricane, inside the whirling wind, if you go in the actual center of the hurricane, it's perfectly calm and peaceful in there. They call it the eye of the hurricane. So this is what you have to do. Right now you are situated in the midst of a huge hurricane. Consisting of Adi Atmik, Adi Bodhik and Adi Daivik miseries. You simply have to situate yourself in the eye of the hurricane. And there you will find that it is perfectly calm and peaceful. This material world is turbulent, there is no doubt. You cannot avoid the turbulent nature of this material world. But you can situate yourself beyond it. Another example is the ocean. When the hurricane is happening on the ocean, the waves are very turbulent. But if you go deep within the ocean, the waves become completely calm. So if you find that there is turbulence and chaos all around you,
така че ако се намерите насред хаос и вълнение,
You simply have to go deep, deep, deep within the spiritual energy. Through the medium of mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you'll find that it is perfectly calm and peaceful. And in this way, your mind will become very steady. In your meditation on Krishna, and your meditation on your own transcendental identity as the eternal servant of Krishna. So we have one society known as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The purpose of this society is to train the members how to make their minds fixed in this wonderful, peaceful state called Krishna consciousness. So we urge all of you to take this pathway very seriously. And make your lives sublime. If you're suffering right now, you're cheating yourself. Because actually the spiritual being is not meant to suffer. Suffering is an unnatural state. Eternity, knowledge and bliss is the normal state of consciousness. So if you want to restore your original natural blissful state of consciousness, you simply have to seriously take up the path of Krishna Bhakti. Under the guidance of the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the devotees. In this way, you can make your life perfect. And you will not take birth again in this material world. You will go back to the spiritual world, the time of death, where life is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. So we can ask now if there's any questions. Yes. Wait a minute, I can't hear anything. I get these little gadgets in here. Okay.
Right. Well, first question is about something that I'm very much into in the last few days. It's about the quality of leadership. The other day, actually yesterday, this lady asked you a question about how can we surrender if we're agitated about our maintenance and and so on, about our association. You know, she pointed nine things or something, some psychologist. So my question is, isn't it our duty as a society, is it the duty of the leaders that we make Prabhupada's house, we develop it and arrange it in such a way that everyone can invest his energy within this society? Or
that's what we have to do. Just like Prabhupada told us to start farming communities where everyone could come and have their economic problems solved just by working the land.
Как човек може да се доведе при положение, че има, че има толкова много проблеми, като как да се поддържаме, средата, в която живеем. Но тя посочи да е проблем, които са изредени от някакъв психолог. Въпросът ми е свързан с това, не е ли наш дълг и дълг на лидерите в нашето общество, да направим къщата направо по такъв начин, че всеки да може да инвестира
So yes, Prabhupada actually wanted that we would do that. That we'd have the Varnashram system is that everyone is given a facility to easily make their living.
Прабхупада иска това от нас да възстановим системата Варнашрама, така че всеки да има възможност да си изкарва прехраната в рамките на това общество.
That has to be developed in our movement.
Това трябва да бъде развито в нашето общество.
In other religious organizations, they have them.
Другите религиозни организации вече го имат това.
Many of the church members, there's many businesses run by members of the church that you can just get it work in one of those businesses, for example.
Членовете на църквата организират различен вид бизнес и човек може да включи.
Many years ago in ISKCON, the devotees started an incense business in America, Spiritual Sky.
Преди много години преданите започнаха този бизнес с инсенс, който се нарича Spiritual Sky.
It was so successful, the Wall Street Journal came and did a story on them. Dhanavir Maharaj was wearing a suit and tie and going out as a representative of the spirit. He was a householder at the time. So his picture was in the Wall Street Journal. So it was very successful business. It was the leading incense company in America.
Този бизнес беше много успешен. Водещата компания за производство на инсенс.
So if our devotees can start businesses that others can work as employees and everybody can be working in a Krishna conscious atmosphere, that's very nice.
Ако нашите преданици могат да започнат с някакъв такъв бизнес, който другите преданици да работят като наети работници, това би било много добре.
Just like in Germany, they have energy ball business.
Както в Германия, те имат бизнес с тези energy balls, с сладки топчета.
And many devotees work in that business.
И много преданици работят с тях.
So it's very nice if the household life means to make money.
Така че това е много хубаво. Семейният живот всъщност означава да
To support the brahmacharis, vanaprasthas and sannyasis.
За да може семейството да подкрепят финансово брахмачарите, ванапрастите и санясите.
So if our householders can be very industrious and start successful businesses.
И така, ако нашите семейни бъдат много успешни в своя бизнес,
then it's very good.
Това е много добре.
So that's we need to strengthen our economic base.
Да, ние имаме нужда да подсилиме своята икономическа база.
That will give more money for preaching.
Това ще донесе повече пари за проповядването.
And it will enable devotees to work in a more Krishna conscious way also.
И ще позволи на преданите да работят по един по-кришна осъзнат начин.
Questions more? Yeah.
Първият ми въпрос е пред някого. Една Санкшана Прабу ни показа как Шива Прабхупад е мантрувал. Първата част е медитирал върху земято и на Хари Рама е спирал. Какво значи това?
A few days ago you showed us how Шива Прабхупад was chanting on the beach.
Yeah.
And in the first part he was just
twirling on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Да, това ли е начинът, по който трябва да ни
това? What is the meaning of this? Is this the way we should chant?
You don't have to.
Не е задължително.
But if you would like to, you can.
Но ако искаш, можеш.
This way you can remember Prabhupada while you're chanting your japa.
Here's another question.
Вторият ми въпрос е как ако примерно сме ангажирани в предно служение, да не забравяме, че не трябва, трябва да намерим баланс между бременното служене и добрата седана. Как може да постигнем това?
How to find the good balance between being engaged in service and not neglecting our sadhana?
Yeah, 60, the best thing is to chant 16 rounds in the early morning hours.
Най-доброто нещо е да се повтаря 16 кръга в ранните утринни часове.
And make sure you do some personal reading also.
И също да си сигурен, че четеш поне малко на саме.
What I used to do when I was a brahmacharya, we get up at 10 minutes till 2 in the morning.
Когато бях брамачари, аз ставах в 2 без 10.
I would chant all my rounds before Mangal Arati. I would study during the japa period. Then I would take a nap in the beginning of the day. And then get up and just work, you know, the whole day, just do activities. That way I got my sleep. I got my chanting, and I got my studies. Another time, what I did was that we had all these. They started sending all these tapes. It was a new thing to get tapes from Prabhupada's lectures. Bhaktivedanta Tape Ministry was. We had a subscription. They started sending us every week all these tapes of Prabhupada.
След това друго, което направихме, започнаха да ни изпращат всички тези касети с записани лекции на Прабхупада, Бхактивиданта Тейп Министри.
So I wanted to sit and hear all those tapes and take notes on them. Where was the time during the day?
И аз исках да слушам тези касети през деня и да си водя бележки, записки.
So I came up with a very practical plan.
И измислих един такъв много практичен план.
Every day when the devotees took lunch,
всеки ден, когато праводаните обядваха,
I would sit there and just study and listen to the tapes and take notes.
Аз стоях там и слушах касетите и си записвах.
And I can tell you, I never missed the lunch. I never minded it. Because I ate just, you know, a little bit more at breakfast. So.
И ще ви кажа, никога не ми е липсвал обяда, защото просто на закуска ядях малко повече.
And I learned so much.
И научих през това време толкова много.
Of our philosophy.
Нашата философия.
And then I would go out and I would preach on the campus in the afternoon.
И след обед отивах в там колежа област.
And the things I had heard from Prabhupada, the philosophical arguments I had heard from Prabhupada.
Проповядах на студентите и използвах философските аргументи, които бях чул от Прабхупада.
I would then use those exact same arguments with the students.
Използвах точно същите аргументи, които бях чул.
And we made many devotees on that campus. When I joined that temple, it was just three of us. It was the temple president and his wife and me. That was it. That was the whole temple. And in 1 year, we had 25 full-time devotees. And we bought a wonderful facility. We purchased a big building near the university campus. So the best thing is be austere in your sense gratification. And put as much energy as you can into hearing and chanting.
Да отдели колкото може повече енергия на слушане и възприемане.
That's the answer.
Това е отговора.
If you do so, I guarantee the results will be absolutely sublime.
Ако направиш така, ти гарантирам, че резултатите са напълно.
You will be swimming in an ocean of nectar at every minute.
Отвъд твоите очаквания, ти ще плуваш в океан от нектар.
Your mind will be like a lamp in a windless place.
И умът ти ще бъде като една лампа на завет.
Even if there's a hurricane going on all around you.
Дори около теб да бушуват урагани.
Next question. Yeah.
По време на лекцията за посвещението, сега ще ми продължа за това, колко е важно по време на посвещението ученика да се отдели тотално духовния съучител и това, ако се получи, как с нас посещението ученика получава и постига безсмъртие на съзнанието.
During the initiation lecture, you pointed out that if the disciple surrenders fully at the initiation, and then he enters into deathlessness.
Yes, that's what Prabhupada said. That's right.
Какво е Прабхупада казал?
Okay, аз вярвам, че аз го разбирам, че така. Обаче, някак сега се чувствам, че не съм готов за посвещение. Обаче, в същото време разбирам, че пък никога не се чувствам готов. И от друга страна провиждам приятно заедно как получава посвещение, също време път се пазват монарците след посвещението много дълго време, дори получава второ посвещение. И всъщност това, че се пазват привързаност, това ги проваля в духовния живот и няма и със подаря на Гуру и Кришна. И Кришна би ми дал, това да правя аз.
What's the question? Speak loudly so that you hear in the back. What is the question?
Okay, I'm just thinking how to...
All right.
So he said that he believes that and he knows it is like that, but he himself does not feel like ready to
qualify. Is he initiated?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But on the other hand, he sees that some devotees who got initiated, then they keep their anarthas.
Right. Well, see, there's one thing that you failed to remember that I did also said in the lecture.
Има едно нещо, което ти пропусна да си пропусна да запомниш, което аз казах на лекцията.
And this was also stated by Prabhupada in the quote that I read to you all.
И това е също от цитата, който той поръчал на всички от Прабхупада.
If they strictly follow the vows taken in initiation, then it is a fact.
Ако те стриктно следват тези обети, поети на посвещение, тогава това е факт.
For one who takes diksha and strictly follows the vows, without deviation, their deathlessness began at initiation.
Тези, които са приели дикша и стриктно следват обетите на посвещението, за тях безсмъртието е.
But if they deviated from the vows, you know what they did?
Но ако те се отклонили от обетите,
they transferred themselves back into Marcha Loka.
Те отново са, ако те са нарушили обетите, те отново са се върнали в Марти Лока.
The world of death. So you have to keep your vows taken at the time of initiation. If you do that, then your initiation marks the beginning of your deathlessness.
Ако направиш това, тогава да, посвещението е началото на безсмъртието.
This point is actually that he doesn't feel ready and he's afraid that he's not qualified to. He's not sure whether he's able, and so he's pointed. He wants to do that. Still, he doesn't know.
Is he chanting 16 rounds?
Yeah, for a long time.
All right. So you need to understand that Prabhupada said that there is no. Your service is not actually accepted until you're initiated. So you're not really fully connected yet. You have to understand that.
Шрила Прабхупада каза, че служенето не се приема, докато човек не е посветен. Затова всъщност трябва да разбереш, че ти още не си истински свързан.
You need to get fully connected now.
Трябва напълно да се свържиш.
So you have to see there are many nice spiritual masters. Shishi Gornitai Jagannath Malarbid Subhadra Smadbuja Kijai. You have to see where you can put your faith. Can you put your full faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings? Let me ask you that.
Yes.
Alright, so then you have to find. You have to find that teacher who best embodies the teachings of Srila Prabhupada.
Who is the
which guru best represents the teachings of Srila Prabhupada to you? And you should take shelter of him. Because Prabhupada explains that guru is required.
Защото Прабхупада обяснява, че гуру се изисква, има наистина нужда от гуру.
So if you're actually taking Prabhupada's teachings as truth,
ако ти наистина приемаш ученията на Прабхупада за истина,
then you must put them into practical action also.
Тогава ти трябва и на практика да ги приложиш.
So you find that guru who is the best representative for you of this knowledge, and then you connect yourself with him in loving service.
You must
take some time before diksha. You must associate with him and render service, and then and gradually develop your trust in him.
Трябва да общуваш с него, да му даваш служение и постепенно да изградиш доверие в него.
And then when you are convinced that he can connect you with Srila Prabhupada and all the great acharyas.
Тогава, когато си убеден наистина, че той може да те свържиш с Шрила Прабхупада и всички велики ачари,
then you should offer yourself to him as his disciple.
Тогава ти трябва да се отдадеш като негов ученик.
That is the process.
Ето това е процесът.
It's going back for thousands and millions of years.
Който се продължава в течение на хиляди и милиони години.
Every devotee has a spiritual master.
Няма предан отдаден без духовен.
Even Krishna took a spiritual master.
Дори самия Кришна е приемал.
Сандипани Муни.
Казва се Сандипани Муни.
Lord Chaitanya also took a spiritual master.
Бог Чайтанья също е приемал духовен учител.
So, if you want to be a devotee, you have to have a guru.
И така, ако искаш да бъдеш правен отдаден, ти трябва да имаш гуру.
You have to.
Задължително.
Any other question? Yeah.
Well, my question is also about the quality of leadership.
The what?
The quality of leadership. It's about
quality of leadership.
Quality of leadership, okay.
So the question is, nowadays we see that most devotees, well, not most, many devotees underestimate the spiritual aspect of taking initiation, and they take it very, I'd say, externally, just something like a fashion or just to
social prestige or something.
Social prestige, rise up in the hierarchy.
They don't really understand the deep meaning.
Yeah. Well, some might understand the deep meaning, and they might search for a good guru. But when they see that they are underestimated in the society, then they urge themselves to take any guru, just to have initiation, have a brown thread or a spiritual name, just to rise up in the hierarchy. And they
take a guru just for the sake of having initiation, so they can have the prestige of being initiated.
Yeah, because they are underestimated, or sometimes
they are underestimated. The disciple is, or the guru.
The disciples are.
Disciple is underestimated. He's
by the society, by the environment.
The disciple is underestimated by. What does that mean? He's underestimated.
Well, let's say they are suppressed. Or they are, they're ignored as unqualified. If they have no initiation, or
they have no what?
Initiation.
Oh.
And society, environment, the environment is not really accepting them if they don't have initiation.
Well, that's not the proper atmosphere. We are very loving and kind to everyone. Prabhupada was very loving and kind to everyone. He needs to be translating this because nobody knows what we're talking about. Oh, you are? Okay, good. I can only hear halfway here.
Бързат да получат посвещение само защото в съвременното общество е създадена такава среда, че ако не си получил посвещение първо или второ, тогава си по-ниш и всички те игнорират или се държат пренебрежително към теб. И преандарените бързат да получат посвещение независимо от кой, само за да се издигнат в иерархията.
So, It's not that there's just be some pressure that, you know, you're, that it's a matter of proper understanding that actually one requires to go back to Godhead, one requires to be initiated. It's not a question of, well, you know, we're going to call you, say that you're low class if you're not initiated. We consider anybody that walks in the door of this temple as high class.
Не е така, че това е някакъв въпрос на, на натиск или нещо подобно. Изисква се наистина разбиране, за да човек да разбере, че за да се върне обратно вкъщи при Бога има нужда от духовен учител. И не е така, че другите трябва да го смятат за ниша класа. Всъщност ние считаме всеки, който влезе през тази врата за човек с висша класа.
You consider all the people in the material world. How many people are here at this program tonight? Out of the population of Sofia, how many people are here?
Ако сметнеме от цялото население на София, колко хора са дошли тук тази вечер? Колко?
Everybody in this room is actually a very high class person.
Всички в тази стая също са много издигнати личности, висша класа.
It's not that we're going to look at you like you're not initiated or kind of scum are you.
Yeah, but
you cannot
just
that. You cannot do that.
Huh?
Yeah, but sometimes there is this attitude towards an initiated divorce or not Brahman initiated divorce that you cannot touch that, you cannot do that, you cannot chant this mantra or you cannot, you know, we turn like outsiders.
What mantra they cannot chant? Gayatri mantra is only for second missions.
Well, anyways, and just
what other mantra are you talking about?
Well, for example, they cannot do arati or something like that, or they cannot light fire. Okay, well, that they cannot do arati, that's all right, but they cannot light fire, or they cannot...
Well, that's all right. That's that. That those are standard items. Even actually, they're not supposed to even cook, really. The real standard is actually... The real standard is you have to be second initiated even to enter the kitchen. That's the real standard.
Yeah, that's what I'm speaking of.
But that's there's nothing wrong with those standards. There's so many other services. Why yet, you know?
So that's why because the devotees want to cook, they want to enter the kitchen, they want to have
then let them become qualified.
Yeah, they want to rise in the hierarchy.
Let them become qualified. Or will anybody who wants to be initiated, will God be glad to train them and bring them to that point? This is not like the caste conscious Brahmins that wants to keep everyone down. We want to elevate everyone.
That's what happens, actually. We have this caste system. When
I don't
the higher class is suppressed, the lower class.
No. And I don't have... You may be doing that, but I'm not doing that.
I'm the same about you, though.
Yeah. I'm saying you, someone out there may be doing that, but I'm not doing that. Anybody who wants to be elevated to becoming initiated devotee, I'm, you know, come and talk to me about it. I'll be happy to help you qualify yourself and become initiated. We're not trying to hold anyone down. We want everybody to come up. That's our program. Yes. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Elaboration is that sometimes people feel suppressed because they want to do it as they are. They do not want to
right.
practice.
They don't
want
to become qualified to do it according to the proper standard of Prabhupada. They want to do it in their own, with their own independent way, not with Prabhupada's way. Well, they just have to learn how to give up their false pride. That's their mentality.
Still, if there are qualified persons.
Huh?
If there are qualified persons and we suppress them because we don't want to rise to the higher.
Yeah, they need translation.
We're leaving out all the unqualified. We're guilty of what you're talking about by not translating it. You're guilty of it because you're not translating. Yeah, well, you don't speak English.
Разговорът ми е последния начин. Става въпрос за това, че той каза, Санкшана Прабху каза, че той самия, той дава шанс на всички и той не е от хората, които виждат някакъв като ниша, като ниша каста, както има така кастова система, и че той не вижда хората като ниша каста. И той е човек, който би помогнал на всеки да се вдигне, да се вдигне до желаните квалификации, за да получи такива посвещения, които са нужни за да...
I have a simple question to ask. How many people here would like to be elevated to the status of being initiated devotees? I mean, those... This is a humble sadhu, you see. Thank you very much for that setting. So it sounds a nice example. How many are not initiated who would like to be initiated? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Oh, come on, it's done. 6, 7. Okay. You know, you're welcome to give your name to me on a piece of, you know, we're willing to help you. You know, we're here to help you. No one's being held back. Anybody who wants to be initiated, we'll do everything we can to train you and qualify you so that as soon as possible you can all be initiated.
Пренебрегвам, ще ви помогнем по всякакъв начин да ви квалифицираме, така че всички да получите посвещение.
So, Pandava, probably have a question?
I have a question about...
Може ли превода на Деишмаха?
Той вече той преведе Пандарикото. Значи ще ви помоля въпросите да се на български
език, да
ги превеждам и да няма такива разговори, защото...
I have a technical question about getting second initiation. I don't know actually what is the proper way to get initiated for second initiation. Sometimes I see that the authorities, they recommend some devotee to the guru for second initiation. Uh-huh. I think this is the proper way, but I'm not sure, therefore I ask. And sometimes I see how the devotees themselves, they push themselves, they go to the authorities and they insist that I should get second initiation.
Okay.
And, so I just want to ask you, what is the proper
way? Well, a devotee has translation, yeah.
Може на български се просто и да...
Аз искам... Въпросът ми е за това как... Моя въпрос е технически, как се получава, какъв е правилният начин и това човек да получи второ посещение. Защото аз виждам как понякога авторитетите препоръчват някой да получи второ посещение. И според мен това е правилният начин, но понеже не съм сигурен, искам да питам Санкшана Прабху. И от друга страна виждам как понякога самите преднодани отиват при авторитетите и почват да настояват, че те трябва да бъдат посветени, трябва да станат брахмани. Искам да разбера какъв е правилният начин.
Well, anybody has a right to petition their authorities.
Всеки един има право да отправя искане, да моли своите авторитети.
You always have a right to petition your authorities.
Винаги човек има право да ходи да моли своите авторитети.
So there's nothing wrong if one feels I would like to be get Brahmin initiation. You've been first initiated for I think it's 1 year is the requirement. I can check the rule book. But if you've been initiated for at least a year and you've been following all the principles, there's no problem if you ask your authority, I would like to be recommended. There's nothing wrong if one does that.
Няма нищо неправилно. Човек, ако е посветен, първо посвещение и една година мисля, че такова е правилото, да следва
стриктно
наредбите. Няма нищо лошо, той да отиде при своите авторитети и да помоли за препоръка да бъде посветен брама.
Spiritual master is obliged to receive the recommendation from the temple authority.
Духовният учител е принуден, обвързан да получи препоръка от храмовите авторитети.
This is the same system that Prabhupada followed.
Това е системата същата, която Прабхупада следва.
He would initiate when the temple authority recommended.
Той е дал посвещение само при наличие на препоръка от храмовите авторитети.
First initiation and second initiation. Questions more?
На български
Okay, this is the last one.
First, Bulgarian, значи въпросът е свързан с вчерашния пример, който Санкшана проведе на публичната лекция за човек, който работи с сребро и ковача, и за това как двете, нали, един метод е бавен, а другия метод е бърз и конкретен. Има два.
Част и за да мога да го превежда.
Аз ще го превежда после. Има два вида преднам дадени. Едните са революционисти, другите са еволюционисти. Едните секат по начина на ковача, другите постепенно се развиват в духовния живот. И също така, нали, в този пример, среброто е благороден метал, като желязото е друг метал, така че също така бих искал пояснение в този пример. И това ще ми бъде въпроска съмчен. So, the question is about the example you gave last night at a lecture about the silversmith and the
blacksmith. Yes.
So first of all, silver is a variable metal.
Yeah.
And iron is not. That's
the yes, yes.
And the second thing is there are two types of devotees: the revolutionists and the evolutionists. That one of them, the revolutionists, they try to get to the end very fast, and the evolutionists, they are gradually developing Krishna consciousness. Gradually, they flourish, and in Krishna consciousness, they gradually develop their Krishna consciousness. So, which one is better?
Well, the example of the blacksmith and the silversmith is given by Prabhupada himself.
Примерът, който дадох вчера с ковачите, той е даден от самия Прабхупад.
You were thinking, well, silver is more valuable than iron.
Ти си мислиш, среброто е по-ценно от желязото.
So how could the method of the blacksmith be more valuable than the method of the silversmith?
Тогава как може този метода на ковача, който работи с желязо, да е по-ценен от този, който работи с сребро?
The silversmith is compared to the neti vadis.
Този, с който обработва среброто, неговият метод се сравнява на метода на neti vadis.
Who go on speculating, the absolute truth is not this, it's not that.
Те спекулират безкрайно, абсолютната истина не е това, не е онова.
They can go on speculating for millions of lifetimes, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18, 18. Tap, 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 on the silver. With the devotee, he's like the blacksmith. He says, Krishna is God, I surrender. Boom, finished. You cannot say, well, iron is not as valuable as silver.
Ти не можеш да поставиш този аргумент, че желязото не е толкова ценно, колкото сребро.
Every example or analogy breaks down at a certain point.
Всеки един пример или аналогия има някакъв определен смисъл.
Every analogy has a certain degree of crudeness.
Всеки аналог има определено степен на crudeness.
You don't know crudeness. Being approximate.
Приблизително, да. Не точно
метафора.
Roughness, yes. In other words, you can't expect an analogy to be on every aspect of an analogy to be perfect.
Това са такива груби примери. Не може очакваш една съвършено да описва това, което искаш.
You have to catch the central point of the analogy.
Ти трябва да ловиш същината, това, което искаш да се прояви с пример.
And as far as these terms, revolutionist and evolutionist.
А що се отнася до термините, които използва революционист и еволюционист?
The proper understanding is a devotee is both revolutionary and evolutionary.
Правилното разбиране е, че предан отдаденият е и двете.
At the same time.
По едно и също време.
The natural evolution of consciousness.
Естественото естествената еволюция на съзнанието.
Is to revolutionize your consciousness. You see, there is an evolution of consciousness from the different species, the aquatics, the plants, the beasts. There's a natural evolution of consciousness. In the lower forms, there is no scope for revolutionizing your consciousness.
В по-нишите форми няма възможност съзнанието да се революционализира.
But when through the process of evolution of consciousness,
но посредством процеса на еволюция на съзнанието,
you attain the human form and come into contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
Ти постигаш човешка форма и влизаш в досег с авторитетен духовен учител.
You have the opportunity to revolutionize your consciousness.
При тези условия ти имаш възможността да революционализираш своето съзнание.
So we really can we? We have to end now. Times. All right, this is the last one. This really is the last one.
Okay. Very often it is said that the authorities who recommend the devotees for initiation, they take the responsibility for this. They're taking the responsibility.
They are responsible when they initiate, when they recommend someone, they do become responsible.
That's a fact. Therefore, I noticed that some senior devotees, they are afraid of these responsibilities, and therefore they urge the others to be more strict. So.
Oh, that's good.
Recently, she has heard a seminar from Bhakti Tirtha Swami, in which it is said that the authorities they are responsible if they do not take proper care for the devotees.
Yes. But that's true of all every that same thing is true of every older devotee also.
Not fast enough.
Let me translate what I just said.
Но това се отнася и за всеки старши прямо отдаден, дори не тези само които дават препоръки.
It's the responsibility of every senior devotee to deal with such a to deal properly with all the younger devotees. Otherwise, they are also responsible.
Отговорност на всички старши, само да преведа. Отговорност на всички старши прямо отдадени е да се грижат по правилен начин за младшите, иначе те са отговорни за това нещо.
А това, което аз се задах, това, което на мен е по-ми доказано, е, че ако човек мотивира хората според техните възможности, тогава той не може да пропадне, а напротив, издига и себе си и другия.
What she has understood is if a senior devotee tries to cultivate the people, the other devotees, according to their capacity, natural abilities, then he will elevate them and he will elevate himself also.
Yes, that's right.
And can you comment on this?
Yes, you should cultivate as many people as possible.
Да, ти трябва да култивираш колкото е възможно повече хора.
Make the whole world Krishna conscious.
И да направиш целият свят Кришна осъзнат.
You must think like that.
Трябва по този начин да се мисли.
How to make everyone Krishna conscious.
Как всички да станат Кришна осъзнат.
So we'll stop here. Kantara Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Кришна Прабху.